DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, as we were talking about this yesterday, and we'll dive more into it later because Grant's going to stop by, and where our Braves are, and Alex Anthopoulos does this periodically throughout the season, which is great because it's like, hey, it's time to give you guys an update on what's going on, and there's a lot. But the most important thing he said yesterday in regards to the future of this organization had nothing to do with players. It had more to do with who is going to lead this organization as the manager. And I don't know about you, but I want you to listen to what he said in regards to will Brian Snicker return? Have you guys even thought about moving on? Have you spoken to anybody? And Alex was very clear in saying, no, that's unprofessional. I'm not doing that. He is here. He respects what Brian Snicker means to this organization. But is he coming back next season? Here's our general manager.
Snit's going to be in this organization forever. I mean, I'm not the owner. Obviously, Terry McGuirk is in that role as chairman. But Snit will be part of this organization no matter what, well past when I'm here. He's here, Braves for life. So those are things we always address at the end of the year. We sit down, we talk about staff, we talk about all those things. So our focus the entire year has been on the year, getting through the season, getting through the days. And all those things are things that we always address in the offseason. We've never sat down and said, okay, on August 5th or on October 5th, we've always had a very strong, organic working relationship about everything. Roster, staffing, all those things. So he's going to be part of this organization. So, you know, Snit has had an incredible amount of success here. That goes without saying. Second most to Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Bobby Cox, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, but what's happening, though? I mean, I get that. He's always going to be welcome with open arms, but is he coming back?
Mike, it sounds like, again, taking it from what he said there, that they will discuss this in the when the season's over. Not that they've discussed it. At least that's what Alex said. They've not discussed it. Take our general manager's word for it. When the season is over, though, Mike, we say this about all our teams. Hawks, Falcons, you need to have a thorough evaluation of everybody and figure out where you want to go, and is he going to be the guy to lead this team moving forward?
Now, again, if Snicker, for instance, if he just decides he doesn't want to continue and he hasn't reached that decision, or has he not informed them that that is his feelings, I just don't understand. A couple of things. We'll get into all this stuff. First off, because if he's not coming back, I'd like them to have a jump on another really good managerial candidate from outside the organization, which would require efforting, you know, to talking to other people and then maybe trying to line up someone to do the old Bill Cosby. If you'd believe that you're going to look for somebody, let's get a jump on the competition, because other managers are going to either be fired and maybe Snickers just, you know, put out to pasture, or they mutually decide for him to come back, whatever. He was a lame duck this year. You know, I mean, I'm surprised they haven't had an idea what his intentions are. So, all right. I mean, I know he's earned the right to make the decision, but I would like to see, if he's not, to know what the freaking plan is.
Yeah, and that's why I think they asked him yesterday. That, to me, was the most important thing he said. Look, the Sean Murphy stuff, we will discuss.
That's a whole other kettle of fish, which I don't understand either.
We'll discuss, because he's going to be out at least 4 months, which gets him back for spring training. Fingers crossed, right? You figure the recovery time, but that's what doctors are saying. And that was a big deal, but not with where we are with the season. If we were going to the playoffs and you told me we were losing another piece in Sean Murphy and another bat, Mike, and you go, okay, what's the deal? Where we are right now, I'll be honest, this might be the best timing for this. And the timing of it for some people is curious. But the most important thing is, as we look ahead, who's leading this organization? And Snit has been in his seat and had some amazing success, and we won a World Series. And to think, here's the other thing. Mike brings this up. I don't know who, if it is going to happen, and if it doesn't, great. I said, I think he's back. I think Snit comes back.
Right. And a lot of the audience, when I put this out there on social media, they say, look, they'll work it out. Braves are not going to move on. He's coming back. That's what the majority of the audience feels.
This is the only reason I feel this way, and again, Snit, I don't know, you're on your way to the ballpark, you're listening. I just don't think he wants to go out with a bad taste in his mouth. Mike, if we go to the playoffs next year, and let's just say we don't win the World Series, you at least have another positive run, right? You took the team back to the playoffs. If we go in a World Series, and that's a whole other thing, and he says, bye, I'm out. I just don't think he wants to leave in a year where all your starting pitchers got hurt. All this stuff happened. It doesn't feel right. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's sick and tired of it, and he says, hey, I've done this for 60 years. I'm out. But I think he's coming back.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if this is going to be the farewell tour for Snit. If it, one more year, then load up on the freaking pitching, which they're not because they don't want to get into any of those kind of luxury tax aprons. Well, it's kind of like the NBA with the Hawks.
Alex said, and we don't have it for you, but we're not going to play it right now, but Alex said that is going to be a priority in the offseason. How much of a priority?
Well, that's just it. You know me, man. Look, I don't expect you to spend like the top three. Just close the gap with the guys that are winning the division right now. That's Philly. I mean, we do know you got some pretty good pitching coming back. You know, on paper, you know, you feel pretty good about, you know, Hurston Waldrop. You know, I mean, Wentz has kind of surprised some folks. Chris Sale should be healthy. But that still leaves us with Spencer Strider, a huge question mark, a mediocre Bryce Elder, and then minor leaguers that aren't proven. Not to mention that we love Waldrop, but then he'll be on a pitch count next year because he'll be in that sequence where he's never pitched this many innings before. And then we get right back to every other year as a Braves fan you've seen since 21.
Look, I think everybody in MLB knows our focal point has to be a better starting rotation, period. You hope everybody comes back and fixes their woes, and you can't have these slumps for months at a time.
Right. You don't know what Schwellenbach is going to be, and you don't know Grant Holmes is even coming back.
But that's the main thing. Anybody in MLB, with all these injuries we've had, everybody knows. I mean, you're talking about shoulder with Lopez, UCL with Grant Holmes, all these injuries. Strider never really got back to being Strider. We'll see where that goes, but that, to me, was the most important thing he said about the managerial situation. Big O's behind the glass. Day-Day's our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Speaking of Snit, 800 wins. Congratulations, Brian Snicker. Mike, he says, look, and I get it. All those years he spent in the minor leagues, did he ever think and dream that he'd have the opportunity he's having right now, especially with the team that he had been with all these years? Here's what he said about it.
You know what? It means a lot. I never thought I'd get one, let alone 800. So I've been surrounded by really good players for 10 years, so that's a byproduct of that. You know, I think about Bobby every time I'm in this dugout. And before I go out to the ballpark for the game, how much I miss him coming in and having that visit every day.
And Ronnie?
I'm sorry?
And Ronnie?
And Ronnie, yeah. Well, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be doing this right now, I'll tell you that. I mean, she's the reason that I've been around for almost 50 years. And love her to death and my family. And you know, they're the reason I'm here.
Congratulations. Braves did win last night.
Talking about his wife, Veronica. That's Ronnie.
Absolutely. 4-1 over the Cubs. And the reason? Well, Ozzy goes deep, but Matt Olson also went yard.
You know, you should be playing tennis. You're too young for pickleball. It's an old man sport.
I do play that too. No, Matt Olson, center field. Does it have enough juice? Track. Wall. Goodbye. A splash into Chattahoochee Falls for Mattio.
Pretty funny, guys. Talk about pickleball. That's what you do when your team is where the Braves are at this stage of the season.
Stories.
In between. You got to be entertaining. Those guys certainly are. So that's great. You and I spent some time on this yesterday. Just real quick. If you get a catcher in on a trade, presumably he passes a physical. Mm-hmm. Then we find out that Sean Murphy, according to reports yesterday from Dave O'Brien, Grant talked about it, he's been nursing this hip injury for the better part of 3 seasons.
Yeah, he said that.
So what's up? How do you – I mean, you couldn't have traded him. If you remember we had that discussion when Drake Baldwin came on?
Yeah.
You couldn't even have traded him if you wanted to. But surprising that this thing's been festering, for lack of a better word, this long.
So from my understanding, he was doing all these alternative things that helped him get through the seasons. You go back to when everybody was raking, right? 2 years ago, we had no clue that this was ailing him. Apparently, doctors would not do a surgery until he had tried all these other methods. And now, Mike, it's gotten to a point – where it's bothering him enough that he needs the procedure. So, I look, that's whether they knew or didn't know or how far away this was as far as the Braves, I just felt like when we talked about trading him, they were not prepared to trade him because Drake Baldwin was not a proven piece at that point, and they weren't going to go away from a catcher that they loved defensively.
Played 108 games in 23 because we still had the Darno thing.
Correct.
But still, it just – the spidey sense in me, you wonder if this was a pre-existing condition pre-trade, which if he knew about it, he wouldn't, because then the trade gets nixed. He goes back to the, I don't know. There's going to be a conspiracy theorist. It just is a bit strange. So moving forward, hopefully he gets right. But you said it. Now you'll be getting into like spring training. Will this guy be good to go?
Yeah. And he had an incredible August, by the way. We hadn't talked as much because, look, the Braves are where they are right now. But you go look at his August numbers. He's been incredible. And then he fell off. And it fell off because his hip was bothering him. And now he's like, yo, I can't continue to do this. I need to get right for next season. That's what I said. The timing might not be better for him to do this under the circumstances. But with that said, now I need him right in spring, and I need him right for next season.
2023, everybody hit, and you're surrounded by great hitters, and you're seeing better pitches. Last 2 years, he's batted 193 and 199. I know his OPS, he's got good slugging runners in scoring position, but this guy's a sub-200 hitter the last 2 years, nursing an injury. You're not doing your work. You're not doing the – whatever the circumstances are, you're not doing the job I need, period.
Did you see his August numbers?
Yeah, yippee-ki-yay. How are we doing?
No, I'm just saying. He had a 925 OPS in July, 5 homers.
He is streaky in that sense.
16 homers at the time. I mean, like, I'm just looking back at his numbers. He had really good numbers over the last, again, July, August. The problem is we're not in contention. So it feels like these are empty numbers, even right. When guys are putting them up. He's been really good at what he does behind the dish and certainly with hitting the ball. But, Mike, I'm with you as far as next season. I hope he comes back 100%. And this team, for all that, whether it's Michael Money Harris or Ozzie, we don't need stretches, months of in a
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ability to create to be at the plate, Mike, and not produce.
Right.
That has to be addressed.
It's, and I get the defense, but I think that nowadays it's not like guys are stealing bases like Lou Brock these days, even with the bigger bags. I just think that's overblown. And the guy's never played more than 108 games for. He's not a big contract by MLB standards, but he's not working for free either.
No, but he's a catcher. They rotate. That's the other part. I mean, none of these catchers are everyday guys.
I know that the platoon works, but to me, I mean, it's a 199 hitter.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.